There is no indication that this summit, hastily arranged within the last week, achieved any of the goals that the Trump administration had set for it. When the two leaders entered the room to address a joint press conference, it quickly became clear that a massive gulf still separates them, so much so that neither took questions from the assembled reporters, and President Trump, who has spent the last week talking non-stop about his expectations for the meeting, kept his remarks to just 3 minutes. He had no ceasefire to announce, no plan for longer-term peace negotiations, and as for that three-way meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that he indicated throughout the last week that he hoped to broker, well, there was no sign of any progress on that either. President Putin, very unusually, was allowed to speak first, even though the press appearance was taking place on American soil. As he always does, he repeated that the Ukraine war can only be solved if the primary root causes of the conflict are addressed. That's a phrase the Russians use to call into question the historic nature of Ukraine's independence and the presence of NATO forces along Russia's border. President Putin did, however, wax lyrical about economic opportunities for partnership between the Russians and the United States, and he warned the Ukrainians and their European allies not to try and torpedo what he conceded had been only nascent progress made during the talks. So the summit ended stuck in treacle, and President Trump, who craves a rapid, simple end to the war, is once again confronting the reality that peace negotiations take months, sometimes years of hard work, and that's when both warring parties are genuinely seeking an end to the conflict. The American president, who vowed to end the war in Ukraine on his first day back in office, has received a fresh reminder of how long this could all take. Simon Marks, CNA, Washington.